we're very happy that Conservatives were able to work with the other opposition parties and ensure that we're going to have parliamentary oversight every step of the way, and that we're ensuring that the stimulus package is going to get to Canadians as quickly as possible, but still have the parliamentary scrutiny that that we must be allowed to do. But there's a number of very important measures that have been announced, such as enhancing the Canada Child Benefit, I believe at $300 per child, an emergency response benefit, essentially helping replace EI for people that do not qualify for the traditional employment insurance, that will be able to claim the emergency response benefit, but also for businesses and small and medium businesses. I understand just today the government has increased the wage subsidy from 10% to 75%, as well as allowing income tax payments to be deferred until August 31st. So there's a number of measures that, I mean, I don't have enough time to sit here and list them all, but there's a number of measures that are going to be a benefit to people, workers, and small businesses in this riding and across Canada. And our office is ready to help navigate all of these programs and help people get the support that they need. I think there's always different things that we can do, maybe change slightly. I think one of those is the increase to the wage subsidy. I know it was originally introduced at 10%, but it's been increased to 75%, something that we've been calling for and that I've been calling for within our party. So we're happy to see that. And I think as it stands now, it's just such an evolving situation. We're just trying to make sure that we're working together, that we're cutting as much of the partisan rhetoric out of it as possible, and that we're trying to deliver as strongest supports as possible. So I think with the changing situation, the government has done a very good job with a great stimulus package. It's going to help a lot of people, and I'm just keeping my ear to the ground and speaking with as many people as possible, as many businesses as possible, so that we can continue to work with the government if things need to be changed in the future.